morning and welcome back. We're live and local. I'm Jordan Miller. Thanks for tuning in today. This is a pretty fascinating act of kindness that one of our local fire departments did this week. As many of you know, what's happening in Ukraine between them and Russia is still happening. Maybe you're not seeing it in the news the way you used to, or on social media the way that you were, but it's still happening. People are still losing their lives, and people are still going to war trying to protect their country right now in Ukraine. Well, the Jackson Township Fire Department, they are doing their part in helping out Ukraine. Joining us right now, we have Jackson Township Fire Chief Tim Bursick. Chief, how are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you, Jordan?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking the time this Friday morning.
Sure. Thanks for having us.
So what exactly did you and your department do this week in providing gear to Ukraine? Can you elaborate on that, please?
Sure. So in the fire service, it's like any other entity out there. We have our turnout gear. We have our fire ensemble we wear, our helmets, our hoods, our gloves, our full turnout gear that we wear going into dangerous situations. But like most safety stuff, it has a limit, meaning our turnout gear by our NFPA standards is it's only good for 10 years. So we have a plan in place that every few years we replace certain numbers of turnout gear. Well, coming into this season right now, we have to dispose of that. We can't hold on to that. We can't resell it. It doesn't have value because of the safety restrictions in the United States. Well, Deputy Chief Kai Rieger got looking around as to, you know, what can we do to help somebody with this gear? And he came across an organization that's out of Cleveland, and they are all about, they're a 501(c). They're all about providing aid to Ukraine. We vetted them pretty good just to make sure this was a legit scenario. So we reached out to them, and they don't have the same safety restrictions as we do. And if you've watched the news and you see all the fires and you see the destruction over there, their firefighters, they're not protected. They're not wearing all the gear they need to have. So this group out of Cleveland has been collecting bulletproof vests for law enforcement, first aid equipment, fire turnout gear. They collect it. They get it to New Jersey. New Jersey has a group that flies it to Poland. Poland turns around and trucks it into Ukraine and disperses it. So the stuff that we donated earlier this week is en route to there. And there's tracking on it, and we're excited when it gets to its destination, we're going to get some photos back of who's actually getting the gear that they need that we were able to provide for them.
Wow, that's incredible that that gear has protected our first responders here in Stark County, and now it's going to protect people who are fighting. I mean, it's a resistance over there right now. It's incredible. It's heartbreaking. But to know that you and your department have a hand in making sure that people are safe when they're running into burning buildings now, what's that sense like for you?
So the fire service, like most jobs, most professions, we're all about protecting the citizens, but we protect each other. And we always reach out and help each other whenever we can. And the fact that we are able to help firefighters, brothers and sisters, firefighters all across the world, it's just a good feeling. You know, we're doing something positive. We're doing something that's right. It helps protect everybody. You know, so if we can help a firefighter maybe protect a family, you know, even in Ukraine, that's awesome. It's an awesome feeling.
Yeah, it really is. So moving forward, do you think that you will continue to work with this organization? I believe it is Cleveland Medane Association?
That is correct. If you go to our Facebook page, the Jackson Township Facebook page, and you look at our link, we have a little video on there that has the contact information for them, because they're not just looking for firefighter gear. They're looking for, you know, like I said, bulletproof vests for law enforcement, medical supplies, things that they can get to humanitarian things to help, you know, help them. And absolutely. And I think this is going to grow. It has been growing. So it's just been a good outreach. You know, people want to do the right thing, and this is our little bit way of helping them.
Yeah, that's great, Chief. It's a great thing that Jackson Township Fire is doing right now, and I'm sure other local fire departments, they will also catch wind, and I'm sure do their part here in the near future as well. What else do we have going on within the Jackson Township Fire Department right now that you think my listeners should know?
Well, so we're coming into that season, right? It's summer season out. Everybody's come out. We hate to say the word COVID, but we're coming out of COVID. COVID is still there. It's just not as prevalent, you know. So, you know, making sure we're staying healthy, making sure we're doing some social distancing is good. But you know what? We all want to be outside. And, you know, in the Jackson Township community, everybody knows we are a big shopping community. We have a great park system. People are out and about. We have been doing our diligence. We have a new Meijer store that just opened here. So we are doing all we can, you know, to keep everybody safe. And we're doing our own training, and things are going well in Jackson Township.
Well, that's great that you guys are out there in the community and making sure everyone's safe and they're having fun. Do you have any events coming up at all that either Jackson Township's holding or that you guys are participating in as a fire department?
So we have a couple things that are happening. If you've seen, we have an amphitheater, and every weekend that's ramping up, and we're having concert. Our concert series is out there, which is really going to start big for us. One of the big things I will tell you from the safety forces that we have is we do a safety village for our kindergarten and first graders. It's in June. Registration is open right now. And it's all about not just fire safety, but police safety and boat safety and bicycle safety and school bus safety. And it's to educate our little ones so that, you know, coming into summer, things are in a safe manner. And it's filling up quickly, but we're so excited to get back into a normal rotation of, you know, doing this for the community.
Yeah, is that like a day camp then?
It goes a whole week. It's the second week of June. And it's kind of the kids, you know, they're still acclimated to how to do school, kindergarten and first grade. So it's actually 4 days, Monday through Thursday. And it's all in the morning. We're done with them by noon. So, you know, mom gets a break with them in the morning, but, you know, by noon, they're ready to get rid of us. So it's all about safety, and the kids love it, and parents love it, and our guys are gearing up for it, and it's going to be a good time.
Awesome, awesome. You guys are doing great things there, Chief, and Jackson Township. Chief Bursick, we appreciate you coming on this Friday morning. I hope you stay safe the rest of the day.
Well, thanks for reaching out. We'll talk to you anytime.